Dude, he'd love it. Yeah, we'll definitely do it.
Yeah.
Pels, he wants to be a Pelicans fan, but he can't.
Yeah.
Because he likes to be a winner too much.
Oh, man.
He was a big KD fan for a long time, and then he was.
You just got to. Now he's a team.
He's an Ant-Man. Yeah. Anthony
Edwards.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, the dude in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah, he's a freak. Played at Georgia.
Michael Jordan's illegitimate son.
Is that what they think?
Yeah.
Really?
He's actually got like a couple of illegitimate sons supposedly playing in the league.
I don't know. His sons that are legitimate.
Allegedly.
His sons that are legitimate look a lot like him, though.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, but they just didn't get the hype.
No.
Now, his wife must be tiny. Well, that's what was crazy is like when Shaq, his son was like, he was taller than average, right? I think he was 6'8".
Yeah.
Sharif was 6'8", 6'10".
Yeah. Somewhere in there.
And I was like, well, good for them because his wife is like 5'.
Yeah,
she's tiny. Yeah. We're not recording right now, are we?
I got my.
Because I almost said something.
Not exactly what you're thinking.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about that until you said something. Good job, Garrett. Way to be inappropriate.
Well, no.
That's why you're not polished, Garrett.
Exactly.
Everybody's asked that question.
That's all good.
All right. What you got for us, Sean?
So we're going to run through this pretty quick.
Okay.
And we're just going to have some fun. There's no topic here.
You know, I never look at the camera. I don't even think it's old.
But the camera looks at you.
Yeah, I'm probably picking my nose the whole time.
Well, you just so there was one moment where he was like,
I'm going to go first, and I'm going to pick up this card. I'm going to pick up this card. I'm going to give it to one of y'all.
All right. Questions.
And one of y'all has to ask somebody this question, and they have to answer it, and then we're going to go to the next one. And we're going to do this real quick.
This is a crazy
question. So you get to pick who you ask.
I'm going to ask you, because this is I want to see you deflect this one.
I love it. I can't wait.
What do you think happens immediately after you die?
You know, the question is, Brian, what is your favorite color?
Dude, you're so stupid.
What do you?
Sean is the king of active listening.
Yeah. What do you think happens immediately after you die?
I think that my family's going to find out that I don't have a
about your gay porn collection.
I was going to say a huge net worth, but
dude, it was too easy. It was on the tee. I had to hit that one. I was too good.
Everybody has their vices, right? That is not one of my vices.
Collection underneath the mattress. All right. No, they're gonna. What's your immediate family gonna find out about them?
You know that I'm. I have no clue. I believe in God. I believe we're gonna go to heaven. Because of the way that I believe and the way that I live my life. But the moment, I mean, I heard some pretty cool stuff about what happens to the body when it dies. Not cool, but like it's dead. But
yeah,
you know, some pretty interesting. You still lose a little bit of weight and all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah, real fast. But no, I think your spirit leaves that vessel and move on to the next thing. Back to dirt, as far as the body goes, because it's just a vessel. Right?
It is. It is. Some better than others. Oh, man.
It's a you question.
It could be either one of you. That's why I'm thinking. I know what Sean's going to answer. I think I know what Sean's going to answer, but I might be wrong. Yeah, I'm going to ask Sean again. Just because, so Sean, you've done a gazillion Ironmans, you know, 6 of them, I think now. And so, you know, this one is unique. I'm wondering if it's going to be Ironman or something different. So,
all right.
What's the absolute worst physical pain you've ever felt?
Physical?
Did you set these up? Are these in any given order? You know what's coming. Do I need to shuffle these? I feel like you might be cheating.
I mean, I'm not looking at them. Shuffle them.
No.
Long-term prolonged pain and agony, probably this last Ironman would have been, it was just a long, long, it wouldn't hurt, but just very, very painful. My feet hurt from standing on
them. That's what I was going to ask, specifically, where were you hurting?
My feet hurt so bad. It was like a bruise, but the whole pad above your feet, and they felt 2 inches thick, and just every step was excruciating. And I only had to make 57,000 of them, according to my watch. So it hurt. The first one hurt. My hip went numb for the first 3 miles before it loosened up. After that, it was not my best race, but I did finish it. That's probably aside from that, short term, and I recovered. but I had a bladder infection when I was 24, 25 years old. And there was a level of pain there that I don't even want to get into.
Really? Just the, with the urine and the burning? And
oh, yeah, razor blades, buddy.
Razor blades? Yeah.
And here's a fun fact.
I've never had a bladder.
To add insult to injury, when blood starts appearing, you know, it's time to go to the emergency room, right?
Yeah, yeah, before that. Yeah.
Yeah, I should have. But, I'm, you know, I'm going to get over it. Yeah.
You're bright.
My wife was pregnant with her daughter, our first child. And so the most embarrassing and just infuriating.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Is the Q-tip that they run inside of you.
Yes.
To, you know, what are we doing that? You. Well, we don't believe that you don't have an STD.
We got to rule it out.
And so that's comforting to a 7-month pregnant first child wife too. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah. That was that. Those two are definitely tied for my painful experience. Emotional, you know, still have a little pain from that one.
Yeah, it'd be more painful if it was positive.
Yeah, a different situation right now.
Be a lot more painful. I think Holly would echo that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, who pulls the card next? You pull it.
So I get to read it before I pick. All right, Garrett, what do you have way too much of?
Shoes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think Tammy will back that one up.
Yeah, I got way too many shoes.
Dude, but aren't they kind of a collection for you, though? It's more than just, I mean, do you ever sell them? Like,
no. I
Like, people collect shoes, you know, that's like a hobby. Like you collect bourbons, you know, and stuff now, or
I don't consider myself a collector cause I wear all of them.
Okay. Yeah. So you're not, then you're not. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't need them, but they're not a necessity.
So you don't walk around flat footed so you don't crease them?
No, I don't. Yeah. I'm not that crazy about them, but I do take pride in keeping them clean and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
but yeah, shoes, absolutely shoes, and now track suits.
So you have been wearing more track shoots, track suits here.
No, I googled what his grandfathers wear, and they said track suits, so I went on.
Dude, I would argue absolutely not. That is a young person thing now. But I thought you were trying to get younger.
No, I really was like, whoa. So I found these track suits and I really like them, and now I have
matching shoes.
I have matching shoes with my track suit, and like with that
You think I can borrow one for one Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm serious.
I have 9.
All right,
you can come pick. I got the I have the like the old school parachute pant track suits. I got a couple of those. I got
I want us to look like when we stand by each other, the people know.
Did that on
purpose.
Yeah. Okay.
We might get BG and JP in on this one. we have four horsemen.
Yeah. BG makes fun of me though.
BG is jealous.
Yeah.
That dude will straight wear a tracksuit.
He would
in
wear a
heartbeat. Yeah. Absolutely. He would. And he's a shoe guy like you.
Yeah.
Y'all are both shoe guy. I just wear Birkenstocks everywhere I go. So.
Yeah.
Oh, except for today. I got some Hey Dudes for my son. They didn't fit him. They're a little small, so I inherited some Hey Dudes. My first pair I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, they're not real comfortable. My Birkenstocks are so much better.
So,
all right. Go ahead.
All right. So next one.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I just want to know the answer. What was something you thought was stupid until you actually tried it?
That is interesting. What is something that I thought was stupid until I actually tried it? Dude, there's so many funny things that are going through my head right now. I'm trying to see if I should
I just had serious. 5 just roll through and I'm not saying any of them out loud.
Okay, what did I think would be stupid until I tried it? Man. Okay, I've got several. Not stupid, but I thought I wouldn't like. There's 2 of them that I can think of off the top of my head. And both of them, I got my first one between the ages of 35 or 40. One of them was about, mine was a little bit younger than that. But no, I'd say maybe about 28, 30. And the other one was at 40. It was the first time I tried it. First one I would say is, I thought was stupid was massages. Dude, I thought massages were like, bruh, you know, they weren't going to be good. Like, that's for, you know, metrosexuals. They're not for grown A men like me, you know. And man, the older I get, the more I appreciate one, bro. Nice massage. And except that one time I had a man massage me, and that I just could not get out of my own head.
It was for medical.
It was the worst experience of my life. I mean, okay, that's dramatic. But it was top 10 worst experiences of my life. Like, it was just so bad.
Like, so you awkward. Couldn't.
Enjoy. I wore jeans. I just took my shirt off. I had jeans on. I didn't even strip the jeans off. I wore jeans, and it was a heated table. I was sweating. But man, I really like a massage now, man. It's a good experience. I thought that was stupid. I thought it was stupid that guys got massages. I haven't never tried a manicure or a pedicure, but I think I will eventually.
I tried a pedicure once, and it was a terrible decision. I was still moving around in the field a lot, and they rubbed all the calluses off my feet. I had to put them boots back on, and yeah, that tore my feet all up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I had a similar experience with that.
So my other one is, and people are going to, I'm going to get crucified. This is a Faith and Hustle podcast. I probably should filter this one, but I'm not going to. No. Marijuana gummies. I never did anything ever. And I thought they were all stupid, and you watch all like the Cheech and Chong shows and like, hey, man. Blah, blah, blah. And dude, when I was 40 years old, it was for my birthday. Candace brought me to Colorado, and they were legal then. And I was like, all right. No, it wasn't for my birthday. I took her there for her birthday. It was a ski trip, I think. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, it wasn't a ski trip because it wasn't snow on the ground. So it must have been for my 40th. Anyway. We were up there, and I know I was 40, and I walked into one of those places, and I'm like, hey, I don't know nothing about nothing. Never tried it. And they're like, you never tried marijuana? You're 40? I'm like, I know. I know it's funny. Ha, ha, ha. No, I never have. And I went in there, and I'm like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know, number one. They're like, well, what strain? Do you like the whatever strain and this strain? Or do you like a little hybrid? And what kind of high do you want? And I'm like, I don't know.
It's like going to a fancy coffee shop.
Yeah, you can continue to ask me questions, and I can continue to tell you I have no idea, right? And I'm like, I do want some stuff that is the trippiest. Like, give me some. I've never tripped. I don't even know what tripping is, I mean, look, I'm drank a ton, right? But never done that, so. They gave me these little I'm like, no, I don't know how to roll anything. So they gave me these little bitty mini pre-roll stuff, and they gave me this one, these, and they're talking to me. I'm like, look, right, daytime and nighttime. The nighttime is the trippy ones, and the daytimes are the other ones, whatever. That's what they told me. I'm like, all right, cool. And then they gave me some gummies too. And they're like, you want some, I'm like, sure, I'll try it all. So they're explaining it to me. So I got like, a couple little mini pre-rolled joints, and I got some, I don't remember what I got, but whatever, some gummies. And dude, the first thing I did was go smoke it. Like, I went with my wife, and it was just me and her. And then we went to this little park kind of on the hill above the city that we're staying in, this little mountain town. And I smoked this stuff, and I burned it like a little cigarette. And it was like, it was really harsh. Good gosh, it was harsh. It was, golly. It was the harshest thing I'd ever smelled. I'm like, God dang, man, this thing is. And I'm like, but I smoked this sucker. It was about the time I was finishing it up that it really started hitting. Like, it didn't quite hit right away. And then I started feeling it. I had about probably three more drags of this little bitty. But I realized real soon, I probably had smoked way too much, and it was the trippy stuff. He said, he called it like Bruce Wayne or something. I don't know. I swear he calls it Bruce Wayne. I remember that because it's Bruce Wayne, right? Everybody knows who that is. He's like, oh, this is that Bruce Wayne strain of whatever. It's real trippy. And I was trippy on the way down that mountain. I was like, like when I was walking, I felt like my steps, like I was walking downhill a little bit.
Yeah.
But I thought I was like walking, and I thought I was walking super slow. And I kept telling Candace, I'm so sorry, I'm going slow. She's like, you're not going slow, you're going normal. And I'm like, no. And now I start hearing my voice sound like this, and I'm sorry that I'm all messed up, baby. And she's like, you're talking normal. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, that's what I'm hearing in my ears.
You sounded like Bane.
What?
Bane from
Bane? Yeah, okay, yes. That's what I hear in my head. Maybe that's why they call it Bruce Wayne. Maybe that's why they call it Bruce Wayne. I don't know. But yeah, that was That was a little intense for our first experience, but I remember coming out of it like, you know, 3 hours later when she finally got me. We went to the restaurant and I didn't want to be in public. I don't know why. I just felt like, you know.
They're all going to know.
Yes. Everybody's going to know I'm high, right? So, but I've done it, you know, when we go into illegal states, I'll grab a pack of gummies and I'll try them out. And, man, I've kind of learned. It's like when you're drinking, like at first you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what it's like to get hammered. So you go low and slow. So after that first bag kind of experience, then I kind of went a lot slower and a lot lower and kind of got to where it. And it really chills me out and it helps me enjoy the moment. It slows things down for me. It actually makes me a little drowsy at times, depending on what my mood is at the time and who I'm around. So while I don't do it on a regular basis, it's been something that I thought was stupid, but it ended up being cool. I know that was a long story.
No, this was a great gift, and I really appreciate you sharing this.
So
this is hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody at my church is going to be like, oh, yeah, I got a death head or something. Yeah, it's going to be terrible. When I could probably count on two hands, you know, how many times I've done it ever. But, yeah, it's fun, man. It's a relaxing. And I think if I'm retired and if I was in a state where it was legal, I think I would, you know, I'd do it, you know, 6-8
times. We got a VW bus right outside if you really need some shag carpet, if you want to commit to that.
You know what? If the Beatles on Las Vegas, well, I went to the Beatles show, and I was like, you know what would make this show better? About two gummies would make this show even better. And I did not plan that night. I was sober. So,
all right,
it's my turn.
That's funny.
Or is it? No, yes, my turn.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm going to do this one to Garrett. Okay. How often do you have fast food? And yes, Starbucks counts. That's what this is. So how often in a, let's say, a week? I know you're out and about a lot.
Yeah. I'll say 4 times a week minimum.
Is that breakfast and lunch or?
No. That's typically like one time of a day type thing, or not one a day, but yeah. So like when I'm on the road, I might not eat anything. Like if I have a lunch with somebody, we'll have lunch at a restaurant or whatever. And then that evening, like I'm addicted to Arby's.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, that's such an odd thing to be addicted to.
Dude, I love
Arby's. Is okay, but I'm not in love with it.
Like a beef and cheddar.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing better than Arby's beef and cheddar to end the day.
I'm glad I'm learning new things about you. Beef and cheddar from Arby's. If I want to brighten your day, I'll bring you by hot beef and cheddar.
Yes.
That's an easy man to please. Yeah, I like it.
Curly fries?
Oh, I love the curly fries. And then you gotta get the horsey sauce or whatever.
Okay. Oh yeah.
And you dip the curly fries in the horsey sauce.
You don't put some of that on your beef and cheddar?
No.
You don't want
the beef and cheddar straight up.
It's already perfection, huh?
Yeah.
No wonder you like that cheap cheese over there.
Dude, that cheese was awesome, like especially if you eat it with the pita chip, it tastes like the Cheese Whiz out the can.
Yeah, it did taste like Cheese Whiz.
So easy to please.
Easy.
All right, Sean.
Easy
to please.
All right, let's see here. I mean, when was the last time you stayed up all night? Share the story.
I can't remember the last time. I'm too old. The last time I stayed up all night.
My goodness.
No, mine's a depressing story. Over. Hey, grab another one. Grab.
Let's see. Okay. I'm going to ask Brian this one. Who would you rather work for? Michael Scott, Ted Lasso, or Ron Swanson?
Oh, that's a great question. I love all three of those characters. Who would I rather work for?
Yeah.
Probably Ted Lasso, just because he's so positive. And, you know, Ron Swanson, I would love working for him because he's direct, straightforward, and he's a libertarian. And we might have a government type podcast. And Ron Swanson is a small government guy, and so am I. So I relate to him in a lot of ways. But I also relate to Ted Lasso in a lot of ways. Ted Lasso is just an eternal optimist. When I'm at my best, I'm kind of Ted Lasso-y, I would say. I'm not quite Ted Lasso because he's over the top, of course, and he's a character. But the best version of myself has a lot of Ted Lasso.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to ask you the same question.
I hope I don't get crucified. I don't know who Ted Lasso is.
Okay.
Everybody in the comments, please crucify this fool, right?
In my opinion, probably the best TV show that I've
So I've never watched an episode, but I've watched all of the YouTube clips that I can watch of this. I saw it on a TikTok like a year ago.
So,
and this guy just says super positive stuff.
What show is it?
Dude, just go on YouTube and type in Ted Lasso. Best of Ted Lasso.
It's on Apple.
It's so, Apple. Okay. That's why I never watched it.
And it's worth, in my opinion, it's worth, they got a fourth season coming out. I'm putting a little plug in for them, but the first three seasons are on there and you can watch, it's what, 10 episodes or something a season, but he's a football coach from America that loses his job and he gets hired as a soccer coach in Europe, in Britain. He doesn't know anything about soccer or football and it's just, he's a coach. And so for me, I really enjoy it because from what I do and the team building side, I mean, it's like textbook. It's like they took a psychology book and wrote the series behind it when you realize what happened. But it's excellent. It's funny. It's deep.
So it's called Ted Lasso. Is the name of the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So who is Michael Scott?
Office.
I've watched episodes of that.
Yeah.
I had a coworker that on his lunch break.
You need a better wife to make you watch some of these shows.
She doesn't like comedies.
What?
Yeah. Unless it's a romantic comedy.
She doesn't like regular comedies? She's such a smart aleck.
Ted Lasso is a romantic comedy, among other things. Among a sports comedy,
Ron Swanson is...
Ron Swanson, the guy from Park and Recreation.
I've never seen an episode of that.
All right.
I asked Brian.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that I'm getting educated right now.
Dude, that's Ted Lasso, right? Well, that's Ted Lasso.
Okay, I've seen...
Yeah, some TikToks or something. Yeah. But, he's real good. Anyway,
I guess both of y'all are going to have to answer this question.
Sean, you first.
What's a job or business that you can't believe is illegal?
First one, I was going to say, selling gummies in Colorado, but
you better believe it, boy. You better believe it. It's legal. It's coming, Louisiana. Yeah.
Job. There's game warden.
You can't believe the game warden is a legal job.
Like, it's a horrible job.
Yeah, especially in Starks.
Did you ever have a good experience with the game warden?
No, not once.
Actually, I did. I had one good experience.
I have not. I've never had a good experience where the game warden was educating me. Hey, man, you're a young kid. Let me teach you the ways, and I'm glad that you're into the outdoors. But, man, you did about 90% right, but you got to unload that gun before you put it in the truck, blah, blah, blah. Nah, they just straight writing tickets, baby.
Really?
Yeah. Like a cops every once in a while, they'll just, give you a warning. I've never even heard of a game warden giving a warning.
I had one good experience with a game warden. We were in Toledo Bend. Had a boat full of kids.
Oh, same thing. Yeah, I had a bad experience on Toledo Bend. I forgot about that.
Pulled us over right at dark. We'd been out riding on tubing all day. And they pulled us over right. I mean, we were going into the cove there to pull the boat out. And he's like, hey, everybody got their life jackets on? I'm like, well, you've been probably scoping me out for an hour. You know that, But I'm like, here we go. And I'm starting to get it up a little bit, getting aggravated, getting nervous,
Sure.
God knows how many little kids running around this boat. And there's no way we've got everything right. You can't have all the paperwork right on a boat. And he's like, yeah, y'all all had life jackets on. Looks great. Here's some free t-shirts. We're just checking everybody. And we wanted to tell you thank you and reward you for a good behavior. And they handed out some t-shirts and they gave everybody on the boat a free t-shirt.
Yeah, that's a unicorn, bro.
It was a unicorn, but I'm saying that a little silly because.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not going to go into it. Look, game wardens, I'm sure they're great guys. And the service.
I don't hate game wardens. I just had that. I had to answer something.
Yeah, but I just.
I'm thinking government regulation. Government regulation over freedom.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Do I need a hunting license to kill a rabbit in my backyard if I want to eat something?
Dummy laws and same thing with taxes on land.
I killed three ducks instead of two. Oh my God.
Is it that big of a deal?
Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yes. I think it should be for gross negligence, not like minor little things.
Maybe not game warden, but those types of overregulated bureaucracies.
We, loans. Like loan things.
Legal loans.
Yeah, like that's legal loan charging, like 35% interest or something, whatever it is. Ridiculous. Here's my one experience with it. You know, poor like everybody else when I was young or whatever, and messed up my credit. And I was finally trying to build my credit back. I had a job, worked offshore, and I had a girlfriend at the time that had some financial literacy. And she was like, you need to, you know, and then I, of course, the internet was starting to come out then. We still had the AOL. Yeah, all that. Yeah, exactly. The dial up. But I did some research and realized that I needed to get some loans. Like, part of my problem is I didn't have any other thing other than two credit cards that I ran up and never paid off. So I paid those off. And then I had some money, and it needs to be an installment loan of at least 12 months, helps your credit. That's one of the biggest things. So I said, okay. So I went to one of these little local payday loan places, and I said, hey, look, trying to build my credit. I want to do a secured, you know, loan. Let me give you $1,000 and, or 500. I don't remember if it was 500 or 1,000, but here's $500,000, whatever it was. And I want to pay it back over, you know, 12 months, and I'll just pay the interest on it. It's worth it to build my credit. I said, okay, no problem. They signed me up. They did it. I checked my credit score a year later once I was done because I was so happy and I thought it was going to go up. And they never reported anything. The payday loan. They never reported anything to any of them. And they knew that. And they knew that was the only reason I did it. And they did it anyway. And they charged me all that interest.
You gave them $400.
Absolutely. Just to not do anything. And I was hoppy mad. Then I went to a reputable bank and did the same thing and started building my credit. But those people are predators.
They are.
They're the worst.
They are. And I'll throw in there that very similar, like Home Shopping Network type stuff.
Yes.
I had a similar experience with a family member that I'm taking care of them in their elderly years and found out that they auto ship stuff, soap and jewelry, and just until it's just maxes out. And people are paying $1,300, $1,400 a month in credit card, $9,000 racked up on a Home Shopping Network thing, and you go look in the back of the house and there's cases of goat milk soap stacked to the ceiling because they don't even know how to stop it. You can't make it stop coming because you signed some forever contract, and it's just,
well, and those older people, they don't know how to use technology to stop.
Right, yeah. And it's predatory as well, so yeah,
absolutely.
I love that's game wardens. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have picked game wardens.
No, I mean,
they just make my heart race.
I haven't ever had an interaction with a game warden, so.
It's because you don't hunt and fish like we do.
Yeah. That's true.
All right, we got time for another one or two.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'll ask both of you this one. I'm interested in what either one of you ought to say. What item have you held on to that's not worth money, but it's priceless to you?
Go ahead.
What item have I held on to? I'm not really allowed to hoard too much.
Maybe a family heirloom of some sort.
I do have a stupid.
It's probably a watch.
No. Well, I got a few of those, but no, it's a, I actually gave it to my grandson, but it's a, when Brian Kelly was at Notre Dame, like the year that he coached us to the national championship where we got massacred by Alabama.
I remember that.
I was gifted a signed like Notre Dame helmet, like one of those mini helmets with Brian Kelly's signature on it.
Okay.
And I kept it for forever, and but I gave it to him. But it's just one of those weird things that, like, I'm shocked when like he left. I didn't be like, screw this guy, and
yeah,
throw it away. But I was actually grateful that he went to LSU.
For those in the audience, if you only knew,
I was so grateful. Man, I was like,
to be his Facebook friend, and you'll know.
Yeah,
you'll figure it out.
I was, man, I just was like, these people are gonna get to see what I experienced for those years.
Oh, yeah.
So I was.
Misery loves company.
Yeah.
And y'all took Marcus Freeman and gave us Brian Kelly. Might end up being the worst trade ever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was already there. He just got promoted. He's our defensive coordinator. And that's what Brian Kelly thought, he was leaving and going to go to LSU, like come to Louisiana.
Boy, that'd have been.
No, it wouldn't have. It would have broke my heart.
Yeah, for us, it would have been nice.
Yeah. So it all worked out perfectly.
All right, Sean, what you got?
I got a handful of knickknacks, little treasure chest, stuff, nothing. But I'd say one of those items in there is I have a empty .30-06 brass. I was the first deer I killed.
Oh, that's cool.
It's
yeah.
Kind of cool. I just managed cool. to keep it all these years. And so
That's cool. That's a cool little heirloom. Yeah. Mine is this goofy journal that my dad journaled. It was like, get to know yourself or your history. Nobody gave him that. He just started doing it on his own.
That's cool.
And he's got it. It's not all the way done. It's about, you know, halfway done or something like that. And he writes a lot about his childhood and growing up. And then just asks those questions where he journaled in there. And I thought, man, that's a cool. Yeah, that's probably my most valuable. That and a letter that I got very shortly before my dad passed through an event that I went through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got that letter and he passed months later and it was just an encouraging letter. So just those are things that I hold on to that are priceless. Pull. Like my house burned down. That's the only thing I would care about.
Yeah.
You know,
let's pull a good one here to wrap it up.
Well, let's all pick a goofy one. Here, let's all pick a goofy one. Everybody take a cut.
Just one more.
Yeah, let's all pick one goofy one.
All right.
Like quick fire. Quick fire.
Bonus session here. Whoa. Here's one. What's something you always want to try but never will because of the consequences? Marijuana gummies. Oh my goodness.
All right, here's a cool one. I got two of them that are good. What's one song or album that makes you super nostalgic about your high school days? I added high school days. That's my little spin to it. What's a song or album, as soon as you play, you think of something in high school, your high school days? I know what song comes to my head immediately.
The Sky's the Limit, Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious B.I.G., Sky's the Limit.
Yeah, they had 112. Sky's the Limit.
Gosh,
just keep on keeping up.
Well, sure, Brian.
I want to hear what yours is first, Sean.
All right. What's the question?
What's one song or album that makes you think about highs?
Probably Back in Black, AC/DC. The Offspring stuff, because we had a lot of that stuff going on, too.
Okay. California Love, Tupac. Straight high school.
Shake it. I was in junior high.
I know. I'm the old guy in the group. Shake it, Cali. Yeah. I mean,
out on I want to. California
dreaming. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and ask this one because I know the answer. What is something you're avoiding right now? I know my answer.
Right now?
Man, what am I avoiding right now? Confrontation with my wife.
You are. Yeah, you are. But are you? Man, physical exercise, getting back into exercise. That's what I'm avoiding right now.
What would it take?
My gosh.
Go down this road.
Yeah. All right. Hey, that was fun. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Our answers. Hope y'all all go listen to some Tupac and some B.I.G. Maybe a little AC/DC.
For the listeners.
Well, a question for the listeners. Yeah. All right. Hey, and they can put it in the comments.
Yeah.
Put it in the comments. Here's a question for all the listeners out there.
$500 for the seventh comment.
What obscure podcast are you obsessed with right now?
That's a terrible. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you got to shut up. Oh, my gosh. That way
Let me see. What obscure. It even says the word obscure. What obscure, man. Actually, you know what I want to hear? I want to hear that song. What is that song that reminds you of high school? Like, gives you nostalgia from high school. Immediately when you hear it, you think of high school, maybe high school dances after the football games, or maybe a specific homecoming. Maybe it's a slow song. Maybe it was a crush you had on your junior year, and you had your first kiss on the dance floor. Whatever that song is, I want to hear what that song was. Maybe it was your hype song before your basketball, your baseball game, or whatever. You know, like Eyes on Me was your walk up song for baseball or something. Yeah,
I don't think they would have allowed that in the
90s. They would not have. When they started doing that, I was like, man, I wish they had it back in my day.
No More Pain would have been my walk up.
Okay,
that album was awesome too. That was a great album.
Mine would have been Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Everybody put it in the comments. What's your song that reminds you of high school?
We just needed to break it up a little bit. That was fun.
Have fun. Bye-bye.
That one.